This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed.
Forget all the misinformation,
because this is the blunt object.
Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself.
This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. One thing you got to understand about Frog Lube, if you employ Frog Lube correctly, it's a lot like taking your weapon to a day spa. It pampers your weapon. It rejuvenates your weapon. It cleans your weapon. It lubricates your weapon, and it protects your weapon. And that means it's lethal. As soon as you've completed it, it's just going to run. Your Frog Lube IQ soars. Everything is wonderful. Check them out at froglube.com. One of the things universally that the gun grabbers have, they're constantly out there, they're saying it's for the children. And, you know, I have children. I have grandchildren. I'm down for the children, except they're never really for the children. And they're actually just out there looking for control. If they were actually for the children, they would be wanting to talk to my next guest, because he's actually gone out there and done the heavy lifting when it comes to caring about the children, because children are pretty sharp. When I was 5 years old, there's no way I could have run an iPhone or an iPad or anything that they run nowadays. Children today are pretty sharp, so they can learn. And they, if they're taught, and if they're taught the right way, then a lot of the intangible nuances of having a gun around your home with young children will mitigate themselves. But he wasn't that okay with it. He wanted to spread what he understood. So joining me for the first time, I met him at the NRA meetup. He don't remember it because he was too busy being met by everybody because of the good work he's done, which is cool. But his name is Yehuda Reamer. Is that right, Yehuda?
Yehuda Reamer, yes it is.
He has written a book called Safety On, and in his own words, it's meant as an introduction to the world of firearms for children. Its goal is to plant the seeds of safe gun ownership in the minds of young patriots, who will one day be where you and I are sitting tonight. Why did you decide to write this?
I decided to write the book because I grew up in Los Angeles in a very apolitical family, and the thought of civilians owning firearms was such a foreign concept to me. I didn't even know that the Second Amendment existed because, like I said, a very apolitical family. I had a good buddy of mine who introduced me to firearms, and I fell in love with them. And I kind of kept the fact that I owned firearms from my parents, even though I was out of the house and married with two kids, just because growing up an Orthodox Jew, you know, we have that Jewish guilt, and you always hear that Jews are very anti-gun, and it tends to be true. Many Jews out there are anti-gun, and my younger brother one night let slip that I owned a Glock, and my parents went all crazy on me and, you know, yelling at me that I'm being irresponsible owning firearms with two kids in the house. And of course, they didn't know that I also had a Benelli shotgun and an AR-15, but that is a whole different story. And kind of to, you know, counter what my parents were saying, I set out to figure out how I can educate my children on firearm safety and firearms in general. And I went to all the places that everybody goes to, you know, the Eddie Eagle program and Project Child Safe and all phenomenal programs. But there was just something missing, I felt. And I did research and I found that there was no actual book for children about gun safety. And I jumped on the opportunity. I thought, knowing my kids, how much they love to read, I thought it would be a great way to introduce them to firearms, firearm ownership, gun safety, and that's what prompted me to write it.
A lot of people are saying this sort of is in the vein of Eddie Eagle, which the Eddie Eagle program is pretty good, but it's not ubiquitous, and it's not available to everybody, and not everybody can get to an Eddie Eagle class. So what you have done is sort of dragged that whole, you got to come to me, by putting it in a book and sticking it out there. What kind of reception is this getting?
So far, it's been getting great reception. I've had some really big names back my book, give me endorsements. People like Alan West wrote me a really nice blurb for the book. The Second Amendment Foundation, Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, Masad Ayoub just backed my book, which was a really big blessing. It was really nice of him to do. Gunsight Academy started carrying my book on their website under the recommended reading, and a bunch of others. So, you know, overall, it's had a very positive response. I've been trying desperately to get it into the hands of Shannon Walks, because there is no such thing as bad press, and, you know.
Well, it's for the mother. It's like, for the mothers. It's for the mothers, yeah. Moms demand attention.
No, exactly. Exactly, and that's what I explain to people. You know, I have a lot of my friends who are not gun people, not gun owners, and not necessarily, they don't necessarily care about guns. And I tell everybody, I said, my book, it doesn't make a difference if you're on the right or left. It truly doesn't. I set out to do one thing, to save a life. And if my book can do that, then great. Well, whether you're on the right or left, if your child is playing at a park and finds a gun somewhere it's not supposed to be, you want your child to know what to do. And, you know, the left can demonize the book as much as they want, but at the end of the day, there's nothing to demonize except, well, nothing.
Well, you know, the whole premise behind their thing is no guns, right? But you're not going to be able to snap your fingers and the guns aren't all going to dissolve. The guns, that's a genie that has, the cork is out of that bottle. It's long since been lost. That's not a very realistic thing. The more realistic thing would be to go out there and to educate your children. I did it without the benefit of your book, but I taught my sons about that. I never had an incident with them growing up. And I mean, I had guns. And, it wasn't like I had them laying around, you know, like an empty beer can or something, but they knew not to go look at them unless I went with them. Because, you know, I'm not going to be there the whole time where they might get inquisitive about stuff like that. So they, education is everything. So.
Well, no, I agree 100%. I mean, case in point, my son came home from camp 2 weeks ago. And I'm like, hey, what'd you do today? And he turns to me and goes, you know, we went laser tagging. He goes, but Dad, I have a question for you. I'm like, sure. He goes, I don't understand why all the boys were walking around with their fingers on the trigger and I was the only one walking with his finger off the trigger. And granted, it's laser tag, but, you know, you got to start somewhere. And if my son is hanging out with all of his buddies and he is already keeping his finger off the trigger while laser tagging, I call that a win.
Yeah, that's a good habit to get into, that frame reference with the finger. And, you know, that kind of thing is, I tell everybody that I talk to when I'm talking about the rules of gun ownership, if you handle a gun enough, sooner or later you're going to make a mistake. But if you're observing all the rules, some of those rules will mitigate messing one of them up. And running around without your finger on the trigger is a good way to start as any of them. But I mean, anyway, this is big stuff. This is big stuff. It's making waves out there in the pro-gun community. And I'm sure it's probably making waves in the anti-gun community simply because they don't know how to fight this. But when we get back, we're going to go into some details and maybe we can get some pointers. We're going to tell you how to get the book, and Yehuda's been nice enough. He's going to give one away through me. And I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to do that, but I think I've got that figured out. But that's all coming up next. Safety On is the name of the book. Yehuda Reamer is the author. This is Lock and Load. Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back. Coming to you live at the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Frog Lube is it's two things primarily. It's a solvent, it's a lubricant, and then the side effect you get from that is the weapon is treated against all things environmental. That means it is going to resist all things environmental. That means it's going to run in all environments. Check them out at froglube.com. The name of the book is Safety On. The author is Yehuda Reamer, joining us again. Now, I haven't had a chance to read the book yet. I'm going to, but I haven't had a chance to read the book yet. When do you recommend people start talking to their children about guns? At what age do we start broaching that subject?
You want? I mean, I have a five-year-old daughter who's been reading the book already for about a year and a half. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to start at a young age. The real question is, at what age do you believe you should start introducing firearms to your children in terms of actually taking them to the range? And obviously that is a case-by-case basis. So in terms of reading my book, it's young enough. It's easy enough to read that if your child is 5 years old, 6 years old, just beginning to learn to read, or if your child is 10 years old and you just want to introduce them a little later in life, it's good for any age, really.
So I guess we the time to start educating them about that would be as soon as they're able to comprehend it. Is that a fair way of putting it?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. I think as soon as they can comprehend it. Richard Henry Lee, one of the founding fathers and signers of the Declaration of Independence, he famously said, you know, to preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. I don't believe that teaching your kids, even as young as 2-3 years old, about firearms is a bad thing. The younger you teach them, by the time they're 6 years old, they understand that firearms are just tools, that they're dangerous tools, and they can be used for good, they can be used for bad. And the earlier you start training them on, you know, proper handling, proper safety, then I feel that that's a very big benefit for that child's life.
What kind of now from the anti? Have you heard anything from the anti-gunners? I know you've gotten some. I know when you come to the when Masada Yub is out there and Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership and all these other guys are looking at it. I know the pro-gun side is going to just consume this. What about the anti-gun side? Have you been targeted yet? I mean, you know, they get sort of demonizing in their ways.
I haven't really been targeted. I've had some negative comments via Twitter and Facebook. Just maybe 3 or 4 really negative, you know, calling me vicious names. But besides that, no. I mean, I tried numerous times to get my book to Shannon Watts. Like I said before, she blocked me on Twitter. Moms Demand Action has blocked me on Twitter. I sent my book to that new anti-gun news media site, The Trace.
The Trace.
I sent them a copy. I'm hoping for some negative press. You know, just something. I would love for someone on the left to pick it up and really get the book out there, because I think that it's important. I think that you can have a very good conversation about gun safety and, you know, that they're the way to go. But unfortunately, I have not had any negative press from the left yet.
Well, you know, I guess it'd be sort of hard to do, though, wouldn't it? That would really be hard to do, to give you negative press over that, because all I've been able to do is read what people are saying about it, and it seems like the consensus is it is a very comprehensive sort of way to go about educating your children to guns, which is supposedly what everybody's about, right? It's all for the children, so I'm not really surprised they haven't done anything about it yet. I've never seen them, for example, attack the Eddie Eagle program either.
Well, of course not. They wouldn't do that. I mean, to attack gun safety, obviously, we've heard it time and time again. You know, they're all for gun safety. Like you just said, it's all about the kids. We want to protect the kids. To actually now go after people or organizations that are trying to do something to protect children from firearms and actually make a difference in the child's life. I mean, you're admitting one thing and one thing only, and that is basically you're admitting that you don't care, A, about kids, and B, you really don't want gun ownership. You want to get rid of all the guns. I mean, there's no other way around it. That's what they say time and time again. We have to protect the children. There's so many gun deaths, so many accidental deaths. And they even fudged all the numbers. I mean, that's already been proven that Moms Demand Action did that a bunch of times. What are they going to do? They can't go after a book or an organization that promotes safety.
For real children, one of the things they really try hard to do is to take these gangbangers and characterize them as children.
Yes.
And, when I think of a child, I think of a child as somebody that's sitting beside me on a couch or something, asking me about a gun or something. It's not some kid rolling up on me with somebody's colors, holding a gun sideways, telling me, run it. And that little dude becomes a bit of a target if I can respond to that. So, and that's the issue. It's not that whole gang warfare thing. That's a whole different sociological phenomena there that is all due to leftist policy, where you come along and you're actually giving them something to consider. I'm not surprised you haven't gotten any, but I would not bet that you don't, but that's all beside the point. Before we go into the next break, how can they find this book? Safe.
Right now the book is sold on Amazon.com. Eventually we would like to get it into stores, but for the time being, Amazon.com is the best place to get it.
You know, I keep reading these things about how all the book retail operations are going away anyway, so Amazon.com it is. The name of the book is Safety On, and we're going to go into a couple of sections of it when we get back. Just to get you tuned into what you may be wanting to look into. The name of the author is Yehuda Reamer. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Saddle coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Now, Frog Lube is, you know, you can take an entire bottle of Frog Lube solvent and dump it in a bucket or something. Take your gun apart, drop everything in it. It's not going to hurt anything. Pull it out. You can let it air dry, wipe it down, whatever you want to do. Put the extreme on it. Put the gun back together. Oh, my God. You can't imagine what you've got in your hands now. Check them out at froglube.com. My guest is Yehuda Reamer. He wrote a book called Safety On. Now, one thing to understand about this, this is not where the book doesn't take place where the parents talking to the child. This is more of a, it portrays the thoughts of a young fellow named Kyle. And he wants to copy his dad because his dad is his hero. He wants to do like his dad does, and he starts emulating him. Tell me more about this, Yehuda.
I set out to write a book not as I don't know the right word for it, but I didn't want a child to feel that they're being preached to.
Right.
I wanted them to understand that, you know, guns can be fun, but they also have to be, you know, you also have to take it seriously. And that's why I wrote it through the eyes of a little boy, because I felt that a child would be able to connect more with another little boy or another little child versus an adult telling them, do this, do that.
See, I've seen video of, like, competitive shooters. There was one video that was out there where the guy was doing his draw, and he had a little girl in diapers, and she had on her gun belt. She had her little gun or whatever she was using, and she was copying dad. And that's actually, like, you know, I'm sure that when you think about it, that's almost like genius, getting that emulation going. Because is your son emulating you when he's playing laser tag and his fingers just running alongside the frame instead of in the trigger guard? Is that something he's doing because he's seen you do it?
Yeah, I believe it is. I think, besides the book, and he has a copy of the book inside his bed, and he reads it probably 3 or 4 times a week. So I'm sure it's a combination of both, because he knows when I have my gun out, if I'm cleaning it, if I'm, you know, at the range, always put the finger off the trigger until you're ready to shoot. And, all, you know, obviously downrange as well. But, you know, I believe that between the visuals in real life and the visuals in my book, you know, that's where children will learn.
Dr. Young at Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, he says the level of writing is perfect for children who are old enough to begin learning about them but not old enough to use them independently. Illustrations aren't cluttered. Principal characters are a bit vague ethnically, which is nice. So, now he is postulating that you're going to write another book about a daughter learning from her mom. Is that in the works?
The thought has occurred. I'm currently talking with somebody, a relatively, I wouldn't say a big name, but definitely an up-and-comer in the Second Amendment world. A wonderful woman who I can call my friend now. And I'm not gonna say who it is yet, but, we're in the talks of, you know, writing a book about female gun ownership with a daughter and mother. I figured, you know, I'm a guy through and through, so
right.
To write a book about the female perspective wouldn't be necessarily right without having a female part of the process. So I'm in talks with her. She seems very interested. It's just a matter of, you know, matching up schedules so we can sit down and punch some stuff out. So
now, a name is popping in my head of who I think would be good for that, just because I know of some of the classes she teaches. Is this woman short?
Yes, it is. Yes, she is. I'm sorry. She is short, but...
Does she have a boyfriend that's really tall?
Not that I know of.
Okay, so it isn't her. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. I didn't want to, you know, take away your shroud there that you were trying to put in this. In the book, you talk about the social utility and the goodness of guns, but you mentioned safety, safely, safe. That's like a byproduct coming out. Surely that chapter is going to get you in trouble with the anti-gunners, talking about the social utility of guns. That's got to be a bad one. That's got to be like contraband. We must burn that chapter, Yehuda. I mean, that's got to go. I mean,
which page are you talking about?
I'm just reading. I'm just reading Dr. Young's report on it. He says page briefly shares some of the reasons that guns are important in society, largely for protection by and for good people, but mentioning they can be used in bad ways too. And that's enough for most kids to know without getting into the gory details of criminal acts. Yeah, we don't want to go that route just yet. They'll find that out soon enough, and it'll be bad that day too. So,
oh yeah.
Surely there's a way to write this to where you could do it. This as Kyle grows up too, huh? It would be very interesting to see what lessons Kyle took away from this as he grew into manhood, in my opinion. I haven't read the book yet. I don't know what Kyle's inner dialogue is like yet. I want to find out. But I think that would be a fascinating read, simply because of, you know, people, that kind of foundation from parents. If you look at the gangbangers don't even have that sort of family structure. That's a very important part of just being an American child, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, I know Cam Edwards, I believe it was Cam Edwards, once asked me, I wrote an article for the Daily Wire, and in it I talked about America's gun culture. And he asked me, you know, how do you define what America's gun culture is? And I told him, sir, I said, look, this country was built on the notion that we have the right to bear arms. And part of that is not just to defend ourselves against a tyrannical government, which is obviously the real reason why the Founding Fathers wrote it, but it's also the right to bear arms. We can do what we want to do with a firearm as long as it's legal. And that includes, you know, gun sports. That includes shooting sports, self-defense purposes, or just going to the range and having a good time, just plinking away. I mean, that's what it's all about. And children should understand that.
Most people, well, I mean, it's interesting that you've written this book at this time, because with the ascendance of gun culture 2.0, this is really sort of filling a void that is out there, isn't it? Because gun culture 2.0, by and large, wasn't raised the way I was raised when, you know, when I was 11, my grandfather said, let's take out the guns and go shoot, you know, that kind of thing. They weren't raised that way. So you're sort of filling in some gaps for some memories they don't have.
I didn't grow up, like I said before, I didn't grow up in a family where guns were even mentioned. I believe that guns were only allowed to be used by law enforcement, military, and bad guys. That's what I thought growing up. So I never had the experience or the memories of going to a range with my father and plinking away and just having a good time outside. I aim to change that. I want children to learn about gun safety from responsible gun owners, from their parents, and to create memories by going outdoors and going shooting. Like you said, you don't have that now. I mean, you do have it all over the country, but it's not as.
Let me get you hold right there. We'll be right back. My guest, Yehuda Reamer, Book of Safety on. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it!
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company! That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now!
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
On the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube. Larry Lasky was a Navy SEAL. He was a different kind of Navy SEAL, though. He actually trained the other guys. He was in the command structure. He was part of the chain of command for those guys for quite some time. When he started Frog Lube, he was looking for something that his people could use in any theater. So that's where it comes from, that desire. Check them out, froglube.com. My guest this hour is Yehuda Reamer. He wrote Safety On. You can find it at Amazon. Right now, Amazon is showing 13 paperback books, but it's also available as an ebook, and I will have the links for both the ebook and the paperback in the show notes to go with the podcast if you're listening that way. You asked yourself a question, Yehuda, and it's an interesting question. You said, where do you suggest I teach my children about gun culture in America? Should I leave that to the media and Hollywood? Did you actually ask that to anybody, or was this just some inner dialogue you had going on?
It was more of an inner dialogue. I mean, I definitely did have conversations with, as I was getting into guns and learning more about them. I did have friends who I asked, saying, hey, Matt Damon just came out with a new action movie. Is he doing everything right? And they're like, no, dude, don't even start that. I'm like, okay, I hear you. So obviously, you definitely do not want to learn from anti-gun grabber Hollywood types and the media. So, yeah.
You list this book and you characterize this book as a tool like the gun itself. You're pointing that out, but the Safety On part of it is about you and your child keeping their safety on, which is is that a metaphor for a mindset you're trying to help them develop?
Well, definitely. I mean, the title of the book is definitely a play on words. I mean, you always hear, hey, is your safety on when talking with a firearm? But also, start a movement, educational movement. Make sure to have your safety on. Make sure that you're always safe when dealing with firearms. So, it definitely is a play on words.
Let's see. You got your average review is 5 stars. It's a 40-page book. So this is something your child is not going to lose. Not going to lose interest in. Actual people buying the books, this book is perfect for educating children what they need to know about firearms. Frankly, firearms are just objects like scissors or automobiles. It is our and our children's ignorance of them that is dangerous. And if you're locking up your own guns, that does not mean you should not educate your children, as your firearms are not all they may come across. So You're just knocking it out of the park. I can't believe this.
I'm glad
it's working that way. I'm glad that it's working that way.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. It's definitely been quite a whirlwind. 7 months ago, if you ask any of my friends, they would have told you there was no way I would ever go on a radio show or have a TV appearance or a podcast, because I've always been a behind-the-scenes type of person. I always shun the spotlight. But, you know, in the last 7 months, it's definitely been a whirlwind, getting me out of my shell a little. And, you know, thank God it's been going very well. People have been really, like I said before, people have just really been lining up behind me and really helping me get the book out there. And it's been fun. I mean, it's been a lot of fun so far.
I've never seen this many reviews on Amazon to where you don't have a 4-star or a 3-star. 31 reviews, all 100% 5 stars.
And they only have
14 in stock right now, 14 physical books in stock. Or 13, 2 used and 11. So one has been bought since we've been talking. They're flying off the shelves. But it is available as an e-book. Yeah.
That was to say, whoever just bought that while we were on the phone, hit me up on Facebook. I'll send you a personalized thank you note.
If they're listening, do that by all means. Now, Yehuda's going to send me a book that he's going to autograph. He's not going to autograph it to me. He's going to just autograph it, you know, write some message in it, if you would. If you are a parent, and I'm going to do it with the first one that does it. If you are a parent that wants to email me for this book, my email address is bill@lockandloadradio.com. But there is a hitch to this. I want you to write me a little short one-paragraph testimonial as to what you and your child got out of that book so that I can, once again, use that as a good review of the book and then put it out there some more, because this is unique out there, isn't it, Yehuda? I mean, I don't know if anybody else has done this.
To my knowledge, there's still nothing like my book on the market. As much as I would like to say, hey, you know, let's keep it that way, one thing I've always really hoped for is that my book will be let's call it a pioneer almost, and allowing people to say, hey, you know, don't be afraid of what the left, you know, the left and the liberals in the country are going to say or do to you if you write a book about gun safety or guns and kids in a positive light. So if I could, you know, help people get out there and not be afraid, then by all means, I would love for more books on kids and guns to come out. You know, I'm besides this book, I converted my book to a coloring book. And on top of that, I hopefully have another book coming out in about 3 months. And I'm working on a fourth book that will hopefully, my goal is to get the fourth book out by July 4th next year. So, and all of them revolve around children and guns. So, you know,
well, I mean, each time the ink is dry, you need to hit me up and let's talk about it some more. I mean, let's just keep it going, because this is the kind of thing that I would imagine most people would never tackle it, because they just, I mean, it's a little bit like trying to teach somebody that's blind how to shoot. It's very daunting to get out there, because such a stigma is out there, and we're told all the time about how children die due to guns, and you know, we just need to ignore that, because most of the children that are dying are gangbangers, and that's bad enough as it is, but it's not like your 6-year-old.
Yeah, no, for sure. But luckily, when I first started getting into politics, I grew up with a guy who's a very, very well-known political figure. I'm sure you and a lot of your listeners are familiar with Ben Shapiro.
Yes.
And Ben, I grew up with Ben. We were in the same class. And when I started getting into politics, he was my go-to guy. He was the guy that I asked all my questions to. And my mindset in terms of getting out there when you believe in something is very much like Ben Shapiro's. You tell the truth. You know, the facts don't care about your feelings, and you just get out there and do what you want to do as long as you're doing the right thing. And, you know, whatever hell may come your way, you know, you have people who will be with you to weather the storm. And yeah, I mean, this book, like you said, it could be very controversial, and it is, you know, it is what it is. If the left wants to come after me, bring it on. I know I have people like you and all the other people out there who've interviewed me and who've promoted my book and who've helped me. You all have my back, and I understand that, and that's why I'm not afraid to write something like this and get out there and talk about it.
Yeah, if you can emulate Shapiro's total unflappability and maintaining of his composure, you will drive everybody crazy if they ever try to dare cross swords with you.
I mean, I wish I had 1/100th of his wit and, you know, just he's brilliant and he's so witty and so quick on his feet. I'm not even remotely close to that. But
now there's, you know, being able to be a thinker, just because you can't stick him out there doesn't, you know, that quick, that's not that bad of a hindrance. But I'm about to run out of time. I will be in touch with you about the book. Email address is bill@lockandloadradio.com. I'm going to get one, and I'm going to send it out there to whoever hits me up first that way. Be a parent. You got to hit me back. Yehuda, thanks for joining me this evening.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.